This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Protesters gathered Tuesday evening at the Colorado State Capitol and other spots around Denver. They were protesting against ICE deportations and to show solidarity with people in Los Angeles. Around the Capitol, things were peaceful. Some roads were closed to accommodate marchers. On South Broadway in Denver, police blocked access to I-25 when a smaller group tried to march onto the freeway. Police used smoke canisters on about 100 protesters. A murder-suicide that left three young children without their parents has led to a new legal precedent in the state. CPR's Haley May reports on how the case affects the rights of grandparents.
In 2020, Brandon Sullivan killed himself and his wife in their Delta County home, leaving behind a two-year-old child and infant twins. His wife's parents adopted the children, and the Sullivans were granted grandparent visitation rights. Later, the wife's parents argued that because they were now the adoptive parents of the children, the Sullivans were no longer legally the children's grandparents and could not request such visitation. On Monday, the state Supreme Court ruled in their favor. The Sullivans may still pursue family visitation rights through trial, but it's unclear if they will. Haley May, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny and getting warmer across Colorado today and over the next few days. In Denver, 88 this afternoon and about the same tomorrow. Grand Junction in the mid-90s and getting close to 100 degrees toward the end of the week. In the mountains, in Vail, a chance for rain this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. This is CPR News.